Sue McCallan is excited about the new additions to the Claussen Museum's permanent collection. One is a traditional piece, Clam Basket, by Catherine Kitty Young.
It is beautiful. It's a basket that you would collect clams in. It's out of yellow and red cedar, and the quality of the work is just outstanding.
Another is a painted textile work called Moonlight Flight.
Susan Christensen is a fiber artist, so hers is made from fabric, hand painting and stitching, and her work is just, it's really wonderful.
McCallum directs Petersburg's Claussen Museum, one of a number of cultural and historical facilities receiving art acquisition grants. Funding is from the Rasmussen Foundation and is distributed through the nonprofit group Museums Alaska.
It's enabled museums such as ours to purchase art from local and regional artists to help not only enhance the museum collection, but to support local artists and keep them working and doing art and being creative.
People submit their work for sale to the museum. Board members usually know the artists since they're from Petersburg and are familiar with how they've grown and developed.
And then we, as a museum board of trustees, we have a selection evening, and we sit there and we look at all the art and we pick out the ones that we think represent the artists the very best of their current work that's going on, and that will that we all just really like. And it's a really fun process. It's a fun night.
Only Petersburg artists applied, but McCallum says the museum is open to work from other Southeast artists and maybe those farther away.
We try to follow our guidelines that it is a living Alaskan artist, that it's their current work, that it's within the last couple of years.
The museum purchased a second work from fiber artist Christensen called After Dark. Oil on canvas paintings were Pia Riley's Vibrations, Ashley DuRoss's Inside Out, and Joe Vicnicki's Sasby Solstice. This is Ed Schoenfeld.